Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love amusement parks. This is a boner ep of Doug Loves Movies that I'm calling Doug Loves Amusement Parks, because it's coming to you from Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, no relation, Ohio, on August 3rd, 2 Oceans 12. I'm here with David Huntsberger. Hi, David.
Hello, Doug.
And last night we did a show at Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio, and I will share with you in a little bit the Len Moulton game that we played with a very drunk Pete Holmes was there. And but first, let's talk about roller coasters.
It's wonderful to be here in Sandusky, and it's actually dusk out, so it's technically Sandusky, and we've ridden all of the roller coasters today. We've seen a lot of people. I feel like this place is a cavalcade of examples on why you would never want to be a father and have a daughter, because it's just a bunch of 15-year-old girls not wearing as much clothing.
They sex it up too much.
Way too much. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's weird. That's one of the downsides of being a coaster enthusiast, is you do spend a lot of time around children inappropriately.
And then we saw the one mother who was actually accompanying her child, but she was driving one of those rascal scooters because she was too heavy to operate her own legs, and then her daughter was standing and eating chili cheese fries.
Standing on her mother's motorized cart wheelchair thingy.
Yeah. Other than that, those are the only things that stood out as being even remotely negative, and even those were not. It's the weather's been terrific. A guy said, I overheard him talking, saying May is the time to be here, and then he said what sounded like, the weather's great, there's no one here, and it's perfect for bloggers. And he must not have said bloggers, but that's what I heard.
Weirdo. So what's your favorite roller coaster so far today?
Well, I like the Dragster, but
Top Thrill Dragster is where you get shot out. You don't have the clackety clack starting. You just get shot out of out of a cannon, and then you go kind of straight up, and then over, and then straight down again, and then it's over, and it goes very fast, and it's like being on a NASA. It's like you're training for a rocket mission.
Well, I think what you've left out is a very critical cresting period. You zoom out like a rocket, you do climb directly vertically, and then you do a corkscrew as you do that. You reach a pinnacle point, but it feels like you might not even make it. And then you do crest, and then it's a straight vertical drop with another corkscrew into the finish.
Yeah, and I think they have a gag sign. I think it's a gag that says sometimes it doesn't make it over the top, and not to be alarmed if that happens. You'll be gently returned to the... Like, you just fall backwards slowly, I guess, but yeah. I don't know why that would happen. I think they're just trying to scare you.
I think so. The locals, when we were on it, I get the sense that a lot of the people on the particular coast that we were on were locals, and none of them were like, I hope this time's the one we get there. And we watched a lot of them go up. Not one of them failed to make the top and successfully crest.
Yeah. So that's... Do you think that's your favorite, or a lot of people, I've been getting a lot of tweets from people that love Maverick.
Maverick was my favorite. There's a vertical cresting sensation that I really like that feels like you're almost going beyond.
It's got a drop that almost comes backwards, a little bit. As you're plummeting, you're kind of moving back behind yourself, and it's a really creepy and insane sensation.
Yeah. I like when you crest and then you're coming down and there's that sensation like you're going to fly out of your seat and go forward. And Maverick does that, but because it does come in on itself, it feels like you really, it's the one that makes you the most happy to have that harness on you. The other ones you feel like, I could probably get by without this, but that one in particular, you really are just grasping to that harness, hoping it doesn't give way.
It's nice to be locked in on all of them. I really like Millennium Force, because it's such a long, smooth steel coaster, and it has a excellent drop, and then it just kind of goes on for a while in a very fast, exciting way.
I concur. I also feel Raptor meets a lot of those same criteria as well.
Well, Raptor is what I like to call a dangler, where you're sitting in a little bucket where it allows your feet to dangle, and as you get flipped around and go through loops and corkscrews and stuff, it's fun to have your feet just free and loose like that. Now, the Mantis, which is behind us, and you may hear the racket from the Mantis on this recording, but that one is one where you stand, and I'll do it, but I'm not a huge fan of standing, because you're kind of locked in but also standing, so it's like it's not very natural.
No, and they shove a makeshift sort of like saddle into your crotch to protect you, whereas I feel like just being standing or even having like a little brace for your buttocks would be better than the saddle up between
the
your legs.
The dick punch is bad.
Yeah, it is bad. I don't know if you noticed on Raptor, when you go upside down, I saw a sign that said, I walked on the sky or something, so I did that when we were vertical. I pretended like I was walking while we were upside down, because it is a dangler, and that was quite fun. That added to it.
That does sound like that's fun for you. And I should mention that Top Thrill Dragster goes 420 feet in the sky, and they even have a sign that says that. How could they not know?
Well, they know.
You think they're making that joke on purpose in a family amusement park?
The only thing it's missing is a slogan that says, get high. And then they'd really have it. But yeah,
I've heard stories on Twitter of people getting thrown out for trying to smoke weed in here.
That doesn't surprise me. There aren't a lot of, little nooks to hide in here.
Yeah, there's no good hiding places, but... You know how I am. I work some stuff out. So, yeah, we did Raptor 3 times. We're going to do Top Thrill Dragster again, and Maverick again, and Millennium Force again. And cannot recommend enough getting the Fast Lane Pass. This isn't an ad for the place. I just love roller coasters. And if you get the Fast Lane Pass, it's $60 more, but you go to the front of every line. The longest we've had to wait for something was 15 minutes, and that was for the TT Dragster, which is awesome. Oh, well, what about also, what was that one that really knocked me around a lot?
I want to say it was called XL2000 or something like that.
Yeah, it was called, where is it on the thing? There it is, Magnum XL200. The most generically named roller coaster. That one really beat me the fuck up.
And you were very vocal about it beating you up, which was my probably highlight of the day. Was sitting there.
Ow, ow, ow!
Oh, goddamn it.
Oh, fucking goddamn it.
Liver.
Sorry,
ow,
children.
My kidney,
my liver. My liver, my kidney. Well, when it comes to... so we had a lovely day here at Cedar Point. We're off to Toledo tomorrow. And Last night, Pete Holmes played the Leonard Maltin game because he was headlining the early show at Hilarities. So I asked him to stay, and he got drunk during my set. And so here it is in its entirety, 35 minutes of Pete Holmes drunkenly playing the Leonard Maltin game against audience members. So there's a lot of hilarious stuff in there. So stick with it if you can. Any final thoughts, David? You saw Pete last night. How did you like it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was the most intently focused riffing. Not in the sense that each riff was very focused, but very focused on getting to a riff.
He was trying to riff about anything or everything that would happen, and drunkenly, but hilariously, and It's pretty good stuff, I think.
I agree.
All right, David Usberger, thank you. I'll see you. You know where I'll see you. I'll see you when we go on these more of these rides. And here we are. Here's Pete Holmes. Okay, bye. Does anyone hunger for games? Does anyone hunger for making it weird with my friend Pete Holmes? Oh, there it is. There it is. We found the mic. We found the mic. Pete Holmes, everybody.
Hey. Big Petey.
I accidentally got drunk.
What? You met? Is that a matter of time?
They kept bringing them to me, Doug. They just kept bringing me drinks.
Slippery American cocktails.
How can you say no? They're half price.
I know. Which is a real class act, Hilarities. Wacky tobacco. I'm drunk. I'm in the back. It's the best I can do.
Gabber, yeah!
Oh, it's so good to see you, you Vietnam veteran Lego man. Thanks for having me on the show.
I thought you said buttholes. Bring this woman some buttholes.
Well,
and cocaine to snort from them.
If you've never done cocaine through a human butthole, you've never done cocaine. Go to the Bobby's exhibit, get some straws, as I call them, Chinese buttholes, and do some coke. I thought Chinese buttholes would do better. They're all Chinese homeless people. Bobby's.
Just talk us through it, Pete.
Explain it. Yogi Bear 3D. Do you know what a gift you've given me to just have something to yell if something doesn't work? Me and TJ both. You know, we made Denver t-shirts. You made a weird.com.
Yeah.
Does anybody have one? Do you have one?
It's ordered.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome. Incredible. It just says Denver. Yeah. And 35 exclamation points. I'm so sorry I took a moment to plug that.
No, I hope you sell a lot of them.
I don't have any.
You know what I'm going to do whenever I see one out walking around or comes to one of my shows?
Punch him in the nose?
I'm going to taser him.
How fucking scary was that? And she's like enjoying a football game and someone's like, that woman looks random. Someone's gonna get tased tonight. Are you holding?
For the listeners to this part of the show, one of the waitresses here in the club got tased at a sporting event.
I want to be hip to your drug lingo, though. Are you holding Caulfield? Hey, bro, are you holding Caulfield right now? I could use a J.D. Salinger. Oh, my God.
Laser! Drug laser! Drug laser!
We did go outside earlier and have a meeting with Bernie Brillstein.
He wrote this. It's going to be pouring the hem of Manny's dress for Mother Day. A riff from my own show, reused for yours. I'm not getting paid for this one. This is for friendship.
Let's do some scenes from Family Opera. Oh my God.
And then let's share a lyric and drop on everybody.
What? Called your old brother?
This is Sparta. Right?
I don't think so. He's hard to pin down, Gerard Butler.
The opera, the movie.
That is hilarious.
He was in the Family Opera movie. He was?
I don't want to play against that guy. That'll be embarrassing. I learned him from 300 and from 300. I'm not high. I'm just stupid.
You haven't seen like Katherine Heigl and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh right, and Heigl
and the one about where he was in jail but he was still murdering people from jail.
Oh right,
Law Abiding Citizen.
Right, I didn't see that. I only see movies that people get kicked by men wearing sandals. That's a degrading kick.
Yes, and I'm recreated, and I'm Scottish, but I'm from Sparta.
Fall into a hole, it's a green screen, yeah. That's what you say when you fuck a cyborg. Rips, 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 rips. Smirnoff will get you where you need to go.
You know, I can't get a word in when it's just you and me. We don't even need TJ and Jeff. Played Stainer in that. What?
Sorry, Jennifer Aniston impressions.
Jennifer Aniston impressions?
What is with that Smartwater ad, the print ad, where she's in a car and she's like, I don't have time for life. You know what I'm talking about? The people laughing know what I'm talking about.
I think it's just funny that you're making up shit. I don't have time for life? Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, there's a Smartwater ad where she has a bottle of Smartwater, the go-getter's beverage. And she's in an old car like, get in the car!
Who does she date?
Fred Savage. I don't know who she's dating. Get in there and go down on me and have someone narrate what it tastes like. You Wonder Years, bitch. Bring your J.D. Salinger. Call that fucking Larry Tech, right, Trent? I'm not gonna have a 7-year new radio for a club that I have to fucking half play.
Oh, no, I'm sorry I started. If you guys are up early tomorrow, be sure to check out...
You know how the comedy club audience is low-level radio. Radio at 7 a.m. Bring in that crab!
Yeah, Denver.
Okay. I'm so sorry. But I'm...
You're doing great. This is fun.
Yeah, this is the most fun. Oh, look here, cayenne. That's the pepper.
Yes!
Yeah, you're spicy.
I am.
Okay.
Wait,
she was named after a dog?
She was named after a dog.
What kind of dog? One of those wiener dogs?
A bitch.
A bitch? It was a girl dog.
I have a twin brother.
What's his name? Paprika?
Okay.
We're done. The fun doesn't go back to her. Because that's the top of the mountain. You can't climb to the clouds, even if there's a vine in your Mario. The best night of my life. Thanks for having me. I should get drunk before my own shows. This is better.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
Right? You've really carved out a nice niche for you. You come into town, like a fucking drifter.
Sure.
Wearing your board on the 4th of July jacket. You get ripped.
You know Tom Cruise is born on the 3rd of July, right?
Is that true?
Yes.
I love Tom Cruise. I hope he plays some Tom Cruise games. Like, when Paul Crumb do this Tom Cruise with me, baby.
I think we had a category. I think there's a category in here about Tom Cruise.
I love Tom Cruise, unironically. You come into town wearing your Tom Cruise jacket, no wheelchair. You get ripped on local Midwestern weed. And then you come and play games where people celebrate your inability to do that effectively.
They celebrate?
Yeah, they celebrate it. The more
my inability,
the more they love you. That's the best. I fuck up my wording or something, and they're like, bring your A game. You fuck up your word, they're like, fuck me with your dick.
No one in any audience in the history of everything has ever yelled at you, bring your A game.
I see it on their faces. Fucking spicy pants over there. I'm saying it right now. Don't inhale this woman, you'll sneeze for a month. Cayenne riffs. Come on, guys, let's eat Indian food.
Yeah, you're white.
Let's see someone just said bring your A game.
Don't heckle me, I'm unheckleable. That's not true, I'm very sensitive.
You want to pick a name tag to play?
Yeah,
can we see your name tags, you guys?
Are there any you made a weird name tag?
Yeah, look at these. Nice work, there's a big shoe over there.
I see a smiling Brady. Come out there, you made a wear. Oh. Next time, bring fucking name tags that correspond to podcasts not being represented tonight. Learn your lesson. We're going to do more than one, though.
If you lose,
I'm going to win. Yeah?
Oh, Ryan! Bingo!
Do you love your fans?
It happens sometimes.
We're talking about their mind.
Okay, so it says you made it weird, and with Pete Holmes and Doug Benson, and Ryan made it weird, so you're Ryan.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys are so sad that I didn't pick you. One of you is still holding your name tag out. The selection time is over, sweetie. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
But it might not be. If Ryan loses.
Caleb?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What does yours say?
It says nothing. I wrote it right now.
Some people think that if they just jot it down on a napkin, they're good to go. But
to quote God when he didn't make you a Jew, I'm glad I didn't choose you. I mean, that is one of the best jokes I've ever said. So we're in Cleveland, not in Cleveland.
Do you think Jesus threw around the word glad?
Jesus, you threw around the word glad.
Ryan.
I'm sorry. You're from Nazareth, though. How's Luke? He's a doctor, right? No one gets up with one Bible major. Shalom. Sorry, Jim Caviezel wasn't the best you. When they whipped him in pieces and you flew out, that was pretty hard.
Yes.
Hard for... That's what he punches pilot is here. Rips is over. Let's play some games.
All right.
Who hungers for games?
Get over there with Ryan.
Don't worry, Ryan. We got this.
Ryan gets to pick.
If I fuck it up, you'll forgive me.
Hey, will you contribute a copy of your album, Moist with Anticipation?
It's dangerously delicious, isn't it?
That's the Z's album.
I should have liked that laugh. I already gave him one.
What's yours called?
Impregnated with Wonder.
That's what I said.
You didn't say that.
Moist with Anticipation, same thing.
I love your album. Let's rip some deep, smoky, bong hits. Life. That should have done better.
You know how I like them deep and smoky.
This crowd is tiring of me. I'm going to wrap it up.
Never.
Okay, I'm so bad at the games.
Yeah, so Ryan's going to beat you, and we'll put an end to this.
Okay.
But if Ryan doesn't win,
yeah,
by some stroke of weirdness, then we'll bring up somebody else. So that lady might have another chance. You know? Yeah, but she put it down.
You should throw it for old shoeless bride over there. Oh, yeah, he just had a baby. The baby's name is Jameson.
Yes.
That's actually true. Jameson Jägermeister, absolutely.
I can't believe you remembered that.
I did remember that.
You love it. Anytime you're doing crowd work and the person, their name is a thing,
yep,
you lose your mind. Because you just go, all I gotta do is name another thing that's yep, in the same area.
I am.
It's her brother.
Yes. Jameson fucking Jägermeister.
What's your name?
It's not gonna be a thing. She's gonna
have a, it'll be a thing,
she's gonna have a regular name.
It'll be
all
a
right,
thing.
Go ahead, do it.
Kaylee?
That's almost
Bailey's. Boo?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the sound of my dick going into my body. What is it? Do you have one, Kaylee?
No, I didn't have one. I did.
He just wanted to talk to you about stuff.
I feel bad about my riff, but I'll forget.
The upside is it's being recorded, so you can listen to it later and feel bad again.
Shit.
Is it all right if we record your voice, Ryan?
Of course.
Let's get that on mic.
Thank you to Douglas Movies Incorporated for your music to be used in perpetuity.
Yeah, let him answer into the microphone.
Yes.
Throughout history. What is that? We're on history.
Ryan gets to choose between three categories.
Okay. Ferris Bueller's Baby's Day Out. Jesus, I'm so proud of that, and two people left.
At Bradley SM suggested Quaid's Awareness Month, and that's movies that have Dennis and Randy Quaid in them. Quaid's Awareness.
What is it?
Both of them.
Who's the villain in Total Recall?
White? No, Ronnie Cox?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, his name is Quaid, Doug Quaid.
Quaid.
I think is his name.
Yeah, it's better when I'm sober. Here we go. There we go, Kaylee.
We don't need to do a sidebar on each one of these, Pete. I can just run through them.
Okay, Quaid's a plenty.
Full blown Quaid's.
That's pretty good.
Quaid's Awareness is pretty good.
Oh, I can hear that.
Yeah.
That's why I like that better than you did.
Or, yeah, you're going to go off on this one.
Jesus.
Okay.
Someone named Denver Yeah on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how into you this person is. They suggested, so I have to play this game with you here. They suggested Snape's on a Plane. That's any movie where Alan Rickman flies for some reason.
So kind of any movie, Die Hard, he falls, that's flying. Yippee-ki-yay.
That's correct, Mr. McLean.
Very difficult. Mr. Bottle. I just got a glass of heavy cream.
I loved it as a complete non sequitur. Like, it didn't need to mean anything.
Paying for half your drinks. Best night of our lives. This is it. This is life. You look disappointed. Own it. Cash it and spend it.
Yes.
You just up your game every time. I said no more riffs, and you did two different riffs that time. Let's see what this third suggestion gets. This is Jack Oft. And that's movies where Jack Nicholson dies.
Okay.
So which one of those would you like to play, Jesus, Ryan? Would you like Jack Nicholson Dies or Quaid's Awareness or Snape's on a Plane?
I'll go to Jack
jacked off. What was it?
Yes. I'll take Jack off.
Nice. Wait, no, you want the category or you're asking Pete to? Pete, could you jack him off?
Did that light just got more intense? We'll do it. This is your body. Give it for me. I hope you like that joke because I'm going to hell for it. Forgive it. Forgive it.
So Ryan gets to go first, and as always, audience, if you think you know it, don't yell out, but I think Pete's the most drunk person here, so Pete, don't yell it out if you know the answer.
Okay, I won't know the answer.
3.5 stars from Leonard from this movie from 2006 where Jack Nicholson gets killed. Leonard calls this movie potent, and he also says about this movie that it was inspired by a film made in another country. Inspired by. And he lists. Please don't push the microphone into Jesus' face. Jesus, Pete.
Sorry, Jesus.
Okay, Ryan, he lists, Leonard lists 14 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
14.
14. He's going 14, lady.
Thank you.
Lady that said 13.
I can name it in 8 names.
He holds.
7's the name.
Came to play.
The Lord. So to disrespect you, I put it at 1.
He holds in that movie.
Oh. The Departed.
Do you want to hear the 8 names?
No.
You're right. It's the Departed. Sit the fuck down, Jesus.
Ryan and his baby boy Jameson, give him a round of applause.
Yay!
What the fuck was that? We thought this would be over in round 1. Like, bust into us.
I've got a microphone.
You need to put it somewhere. It's in my face. I'm so sorry.
Okay, pick somebody else, Pete. Pick somebody, Pete.
Our first fight.
She was super cute little ninja guy, finally.
And you know, it looks like it's a tag on like a Christmas present. And in it is animosity.
Aim for the mouth.
I'm so sorry. Aim for the mouth?
Yeah, when you're putting the microphone. But that's so what she arrived. Let's ask her a question, Pete.
Tina, where are you from?
Demovic.
What's your last name?
Demovic.
Demovic?
Yes.
Is that French?
No.
Italian?
No.
Spaniard? Jew? Lithuanian?
No.
Slovakian?
No.
Are you going to see the new Jason Bourne movie?
No.
Like, when you see it, it looks awesome. Come with me. Yeah, I will. Jeremy Renner.
I'm looking forward to Taken 2.
You're going to be taken again.
It's literally, that happens in the trailer. He's like telling his daughter, you're going to get taken again.
Oh, Taken 2! That's right! He's on the podium, he's kind of happy about it. He's like, I'm going to do what I do best. He's happy. This is kind of sweet. I'm attracting you right now.
He gets bored. He gets bored when his loved ones aren't taken.
That's the secret of all male families that like them to be abducted so we can save them. Harrison Ford taught us, Liam Neeson sealed the deal. Tina, what's your middle name?
Helen.
That's not appropriate at all.
Well, you're right, Helen. All right.
All right, you get to pick a category, Tina. Would you like?
You know I could throw you to the moon? Do you ever come home after a hard day of work and just have a thimble of whiskey? I want to change you into a magical dust of company so I can fly for a short time. Good song. Good song. Do you like Tina Fey?
Okay.
Is it okay? Alright.
Rhymes.
Tina Fey's okay?
Yeah.
Alright. He's no Judd Apatow.
From Charleston will not save you now.
I really think that that would have been around the
Tina gets to pick a category. Hasta la vista, maybe. And that's the movies where Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't kill anyone. Or Moonrise Condom, which is movies where people have space sex. Sex in space.
Okay.
Or Bottomless Pit, and that's movies where Brad Pitt eats.
That's every Brad Pitt movie.
Pretty much.
Holy shit.
Doesn't narrow it down a whole lot.
Moneyball, money meatball. Come on. We're having fun.
So Arnold or Sex and Space?
Fire Club Sandwich. I have more. Bella and Louisiana crowd. Come on.
Fuck
you. You're wrong.
I got one.
Yeah.
Me, Joe, Blackberry Jam.
I'm trying to think of more Brad Pitt movies. That's real.
Money Cheeseball?
I already said Money Meatball.
Okay.
Troy.
Troy. Troy.
Benjamin Button Mushrooms from the side for the win. That's excellent. That is fucking fell in Louisiana crab cakes. It was fucking amazing. How you doing, Tina?
Okay.
She's okay. She's mousy. That's not bad, you're just small. I kind of want to hurl you like a javelin. I am bigger than you. No one could hurl. Is there anyone here that could hurl me like a javelin?
Legends of the Fallen Kingdom of Faith.
Tina, which one of those would you like to play?
I can't remember. Give her the mic. You're talking too much.
Schwarzenegger, Sex and Space, or Brad Pitt eating?
Space.
Space. People wanted Brad Pitt in the audience.
Sorry.
Okay, some people have Sex and Space in this movie from 1979.
That's the year I was born. I'm 33, the age of Jesus.
Exactly.
Oh, Pontius.
Time for you to die. Why would you?
Don't worry.
I'm just repeating what he said.
I know. He's a fan. We hugged after the show.
Two stars from Leonard.
Okay.
He says this movie
Someone fucks in space.
Mm-hmm. Overblown, he says this movie is. So there's too much blowing in it. No, and he also says that it has an eye-popping opening.
Thanks for nothing, Leonard.
Remember that girl that had the eye-popping opening? All right, and he lists...
the eyes popping?
Yeah.
Total Recall.
You totally recalled that scene from Total Recall.
I hope you win.
I think she might.
You're gonna win?
I don't know.
Eight names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Eight.
She opens with eight. I like where this is going. You can either say name it, she'll hear all eight names, or you can go seven.
Yeah.
And get most of the names.
Say eight?
She said eight.
I said eight.
Yeah.
That's no confidence. I like that your shoes match your shirt like Kevin Hart. No matter what, I won because of that rap. I'll say.
Girls' shoes and shirts often match. Right? Isn't that something they do?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Black men just ripping off white women?
Women in general, I think. That's why women have so many shoes to match things.
And old white men, like old, like Bono and shit. No, by being on stage, you agree with this.
I don't.
So what do you say, seven names?
I'll say fucking four names.
Four names, he says.
Amen.
Here we go. Name that movie. Good luck. There's a scene where people have sex in space.
Yeah, that came out in 1979.
Mm-hmm. And people in the audience are going to know it because you guys are bigger film fans than Pete here.
I know.
And you're probably less drunk than Pete. So,
I
hear these four names. Please don't yell out because I can't wait to hear Pete not know the answer. The four names are Lois Maxwell, Desmond
Lois.
Llewellyn,
Desmond Tutu,
Bernard Lee,
Bernie,
and Corrine Clary.
The corn.
Yeah.
Four names, 1979, someone fucks in space. Sam Rockwell Moon, I'm kidding.
This is
your round. Yeah, you gotta name it. All right.
Can you even think of a movie where people have sex in space?
Yeah, okay, let's start there. People have sex in space in the following movies. The Jetsons.
It's a great movie.
I'm having a really hard time thinking about movies in space. Star Trek. Spock, Sporks, Somebody in the Butt. Wait, no, I'll get it. The Dell wears space suit on their dick.
What's happening?
I'm having a stroke. What's a movie that takes place in space?
Fifth Element.
The Sixth Element, semen. Okay, 1979, Apocalypse Now, you're gonna taste my dick. There's a boat
in space?
Yeah. Is that in space?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's in space. All right, so, Tina wins. Tina's a winner.
No, wait, hold on.
Hold on. You had seven guesses.
I did have seven guesses.
Yeah, do you have one more? Like a real one or another hilarious title that ends with your dick?
I'm trying to think of more Brad Pitt food ones. The Assassin.
Meat Joe Black Angus Burger.
We already had a Meat Joe Black one.
Mr. and Mrs. Granny Smith Apples.
Mr. and Mrs. Granny Smith Apples.
That's not bad. I'm trying to think of the Assassination of Jesse James by the Cow Burger. No, fuck you guys. I'm giving you so much for free. And you wouldn't give me one. Tina, stop fidgeting. I'm going to throw you to the goddamn moon. I'm going to grab you by the ankles and swing you like a goddamn javelin.
So Tina's our winner. And congratulations, Tina. And the movie is it's a James Bond film where in the last scene of the movie he has sex with the Bond girl. Holly Goodhead is her name in the movie. And the motion picture is called Moonraker.
Who is James Bond in that movie?
That would be Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
One of the late, great Roger Moore, ridiculous James Bond movies, where Jaws is in it, and it's in space.
Okay.
And the guy Jaws with the steel teeth, and he falls in love with a little Tina-sized person.
It's
you guys look like Jaws and the girl he falls in love with in the Moonraker.
I'll put it in your ass. Is that what
I love it. Congratulations, Tina. You get copies of the Douglas movies t-shirt in there, and both two of my CDs, and also one of David Huntsberger's CDs.
All of it.
You get all of that stuff. That's
you
all for you.
The gnomes and golden eggs.
Thanks, Tina. Congratulations. Good job. Do you have any parting words, Pete? Would you like to call someone a shithead? It's a fun way to end the show. Pick a shithead and announce it.
Hilarities for the half
price. Oh, poor hilarities. If you guys can wake up early tomorrow morning, listen to him on the radio, because he's going to go off about the fucking half price drinks.
It's been great.
And how enraged he is about it.
Don't make me $37 to make that laugh.
You are. This guy in the audience is calling you a dick skipper.
I promise not to skip your dick, Douglas.
You jerked up Jesus right here on this stage. You're no dick skipper.
Thanks for having me.
But you're the skipper of the boat that's sailing straight to my heart.
USS Friendship?
And then crashing into it, and I murder you. And Pete Holmes, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause